energy's been really strong this week. I guess I'm still trying to...
Sorry about that. It's actually my dog. The energy is so strong this week.
So, and I'm still trying to work through, you know, my scarcity consciousness, my fear about my husband finding a job. He had a lot of interviews this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my father the other day, my 93-year-old father, where a lot of my, from this life anyway, a lot of my scarcity and fear started,
mm-hmm.
which kind of brought it to the surface, right to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of made it come right up. I'm wondering if I saw him to make it come up and out, like to really, you know, look it in the eye.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I'm just trying to deal with this and not be scared, not let my mind take off with, oh no, what if, blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
And try to be support to my husband because, you know, I guess that's, yeah.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. They're showing me trees growing, so that is a very healthy sign indeed. There's an oracle card in one of the decks that I use on the readings. And it says prosperity or prosperity grows, whatever. But the bottom line is it's a nice, big, healthy tree. And this is what they're showing me. They're showing me growth. They're showing me productive value. So remember that on the one hand, we're all still kind of buying into the linear on some level at some times in our days. So on the one hand, we have these linear concerns. On the other, you want to remember that it's sort of like our higher self is leading us to higher ground. So to just feed us as if we're an infant, you know, when you're taking care of a baby, they can't feed themselves yet. To just feed us, while it, like, oh, that, you know, that problem solved, it takes care of the stress on the linear. But you want to remember it's really all a mirage, and we're really here to discover and activate and embody our higher truth. So it doesn't really, I hate to have to bring you this message, but I must, it doesn't really serve us to fix the problem in the linear without extending our light, without healing, as you're noticing, that which you've come here to do. So what they're showing me is it's almost like, you know, imagine teaching a child to ride a bike or swim or whatever, or I guess maybe even walk, where the loving parent will be right there, but it's going to be like two steps out of reach so that this one keeps going forward. That's what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is they're not feeding it to you. They're not just making it all go away. But what they're doing is energetically providing. So they're counseling you, both of you. They're watching over you. And they're helping you to understand your power. They're helping you to understand the opportunity that is afforded to you. So as you will align with that, so if you can remember, I mean, this is like tough metaphysical lesson. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I personally have one in my life right now, so I get that. So my heart really goes to you. It's in a different area, but it's that same feeling, like you just want the whole thing to go away. But that's not why we're here. So as you will relax into your spiritual mastery and really understand the very important mission that you're here, your guides are just so happy I'm saying this to you. As you will understand the very important mission of why you're here, you can relax and no longer suffer and continue to receive the light, continue to receive your abundance, continue to receive your highest claim in truth, because that's really why you're here. Even though it's like we all leave these lives and then we cross over, but from the spiritual perspective, what we're really doing is healing consciousness, and that's what you signed up for in your amazing strength, amazing abilities, and I mean that quite sincerely when I tune into you. Powerful. I mean, very, very powerful. So what they're saying is it's time to flex those muscles. I mean, like they just give me movies so I see what's going on. So I see you like in the gym, cute little outfit on. It's time to flex the muscles. So that being said, because I know you're still in the linear, let me pull a card this week and see where we are with the whole thing. Well, I already know because the card that's staring me is truth. So this is really about you claiming that divine inheritance. In other words, when you notice your 93-year-old father and you notice like his belief systems and that you would like to choose again, do some type of sincere, they're saying like praise and worship ceremony, but what they mean is to simply bring that to the light. So bring that belief and realize that you're doing so, claiming that for your whole lineage, if that makes sense. So in other words, it's sort of like, you know, it's so funny. Everything is just interlocking. I had posted something on Facebook, something about family lineage, like what we're talking about. And I forget what it said, but the bottom line is like the buck stops here. That was the point of the post. So that's what you're claiming in this lifetime because you have already graduated. In other words, you took the lion's share of misery, of woe, of suffering. You did that to claim that higher occurrence. So as you do, they're saying when you do that, as you do that, what you do is you're healing a whole line, so that as you heal, it's like that transferred occurrence, that higher attunement and awareness gets sent out for all to receive. And it plays out in ways that will astonish you. When you cross over many, many, many years from now, but you'll get to see exactly how all of the advancements that you have taken, every step that you took, how it touched, because it all goes into the collective and there's no separation. So be people that get help when you help yourself. You're not even aware of them. So it's not even, they're showing me, it's not even just your family lineage, which is quite significant, but it's also going to affect others because it's like one big telephone game where we're all receiving information, we're all receiving vibration. So in a nutshell, it's part of your spiritual path. But that being said, hold on one second, let me see what I can tell you practically. So one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
They're saying, are you sure? Are you sure? In other words, are you sure you believe everything or anything I just said?
I was kind of confused by it.
Okay. So here's the bottom line. Yeah, the card I pulled for you is suffering and silence. So you probably didn't need me to pull that card for you to know that's how you're feeling.
Yes.
Let me bottom line it. You okay. Are here in this lifetime not just to live your life, but to serve spirit, to serve the light. And so it's part of your destiny that you incarnated with certain beliefs that were passed down to you, that as a sponge you just inherited. So part of your spiritual journey in this lifetime is to make some adjustments. To like, they're literally showing me like the Wizard of Oz with the oil can, to bring light, because otherwise this earth it just keeps recycling over and over and over with conflict and, you know, this president, that president, but it's always conflict. It's always that side and this side.
Does that mean I'm a catalyst?
You are a catalyst for change, yes, ma'am.
Oh.
You are a catalyst.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
What does that have to do with, so it's much bigger than this situation. It doesn't sound like it's about this situation.
Correct.
Hmm.
You're a spiritual warrior, my friend.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. But it really doesn't have to do with this situation much, it doesn't sound like.
Well, it has to do with all situations. In other words, our linear life is not separate from our spiritual path. We right. like it to be that way. I mean, honestly, I remember 20 years ago reading spiritual books and going, yeah, I really believe all that. And then going back to my linear life because I just didn't know how else to do it back then. So this is really about applying everything that you know to be true and really healing those wounds. Because you can. See, that little ending part is everything. Because you can.
Wow.
I know.
So I can heal this situation, or I can heal the collective, or the everybody.
You can heal your beliefs. And as you heal your beliefs, what you experience in life is a direct reflection of what you believe.
Okay.
So you can heal your beliefs. As you heal your beliefs, you will heal your life.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So let's pull a card now after we had that discussion. And say your name one more time, please.
Sherry.
You have opportunity to nail this. You're still playing with the idea of suffering. It's a conditioned response. We all feel like we have to suffer, like we have to do without because of the war. I mean, my parents' generation was all about that. You got to do without because of some reason. Divinity is totally abundant. No one's got to do without anything. And so that's where you have opportunity to expand your entitlement, expand your richness. Now, there's another person that's involved in the scenario. So to be very frank, it's not all about you.
It's also about
what your husband believes. But the more that I feel like you're the emotional resources with all this, so the more that you take on a favorable approach and response, it will be easier for him to tag along. See, there's your union. There's your union. So again, you're mirroring each other. So as you open up to the awareness that the universe is abundant, sorry, sweetheart. Just my dog. It's just one of those days. As you open up to the awareness that the universe is abundant, he will more likely hold that awareness and you can manifest exactly what you need. Yeah, triumphant success. There you go.
That's a good card.
That's a great card. All right, so all this making a little bit more sense?
I think so. Maybe I have to listen to it again.
Okay. The other thing is to visualize and have him visualize. You know, like you could just talk about it together or actually visualize together. But to use your energy for the positive.
Okay. And I guess when I suffer or when I get scared or when the fear takes over, I just have to let it pass through me.
Yeah, you can't deny it because it kind of doesn't work. But what you do is you observe it. So you observe.
Notice it.
Yeah, no, exactly. You notice it and call on spirit for support. And then you'll find that there's another place to go.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hi, Miss Catherine. Are you around? It looks so beautiful, whatever's going on there. There you are. Okay, there you are. Oh, you're such a good learner. How can we help you, sweetie? How can we help you this evening?
Well, I guess I'll just give a brief description of what I've been experiencing lately and then see where that goes.
Okay.
Recently, I've been faced with my past pretty hard. Meaning the people in my past have come into my reality now, and like I've had to like deal with them face to face in person. not just like in my heart space. It's like physical reality. We have to have a conversation. So I have been having these feelings like I'm coming home. I want to come home. I want to be in alignment with my other half, like the twin flame, just all of these feelings coming up. And it was like a major breakthrough when you said, like, be the queen, be the, like, make the wise choices. Because I realized it is all just up to me to make that happen, like, you know, do my part, kind of.
I just had energy go through my entire body. When you said, it is all up to me, I had spiritual energy just like a spiritual fountain. It has not stopped yet. It has not stopped yet. You have so much power. It is all there, and this is what Spirit's saying, is it's there because you're ready for it. You really are. You have signaled it. You're not understanding this yet, but remember we're talking about there's no separation. It came to you because you chose it. Now your consciousness didn't choose it, but your higher self did it because it's time. Because by you going through this, you can then go on your journey and bring in all the good stuff waiting for you. I feel like there is so much good stuff waiting for you. It's like ridiculously fantastic. And so you're calling this forth, honestly, because you don't want to delay it anymore. You know it's there. And so it's like, oh my gosh, you know, can I go get my Christmas presents? So you call this forth because it's time so that you can move forward. Because otherwise, you're just kind of, you're protected. When I tune into you, your energy is just fabulous. You're protected and you have grace, but you don't get to the journey. You don't get to the good stuff until this is merged. So you're in this healing phase now because you have decided to graduate. You've decided that you're ready for the good stuff on the other side, and you're ready. I promise you. You may have tissues. You may be hiding under a pillow. You know, you may be closing the lights, like no one's home, because you built up some fear. What's going on? Just so you understand, you're very, very powerful. And so you built up fear around this, and so you got to push through that a little bit. So it's not that you can't, just so you know this, remember this, it's not that you can't do this, it's that you are powerful, and so that fear is that energy that you're moving forth. So it's not that you can't do it, it's that you used your power to stay stuck, so you got to plow through it a little bit. So, and it's okay, I mean, it's okay. But you're calling this forth because I don't know what, I just feel energy, I don't know what it is, but you've got like the Grand Slam. Like I think of like Denny's or whatever years ago, like the, I forget, I never ordered it, but the Grand Slam is all of it. When you can't decide what to eat, just get it all. That's what's waiting for you on the other side. You're ready, I assure you, you're ready. And it may be uncomfortable and there may be tears involved and they're like, that's okay. Because see it all as cleansing. See it all as advancing. Here's the bottom line, sweetheart. It really doesn't matter what goes on in the others. What matters, just like the teaching tonight, what you reclaim through this process. You're reclaiming yourself and yourself. When I said self, the energy is going through me again. You're so fantastic. And you know that. You know that. It's time. Make sense?
Yeah. Is there something I can do? I've been trying to make a closer connection between Spirit and I so we can have deeper, more intimate conversations.
Beautiful.
But is there something I can do besides what I'm already doing?
And say your first name.
Catherine.
Open up to divine love. I'm going to give you a practical approach that I do. But with you, I just keep hearing open up to divine love. So this is about receiving love of divinity. In whatever words you would use, whether it's your own divine self, whether it's the angels, it's Jesus, whatever it is for you. But purposefully, they want to fill you up to the brim with love. So this is about you opening up every day to divine love. And you can just imagine yourself to be like a cup or a mug or whatever, and you're just being filled up. You're just being filled up. That will take you very far. The practice that I do is I surrender my will. So that's the ego. I surrender my will to, in whatever words you use, whether it's Holy Spirit, higher self, Jesus, whatever, but because it's kind of all the same. But I surrender my will, and so when I do that, it serves me because it helps me stay in that position of power where I'm seeing my ego. I can get lost in my ego, which I do, but I'm also receiving the gifts of the kingdom. In other words, I'm receiving that because we have the free will. So if we don't surrender that will, you know, we're in charge, and so we get more of the same. So you can do that or not. It's really your choice. When I mean by that, it's your will. But specifically, in addition to that, to open up to receive divine love would be very purposeful for you right now.
Okay. I do a prayer, and it's like, God, please grant, you know, come in and use me for the purpose for which you've made me.
Perfect.
And that's kind of similar. I feel the surrendering.
It is similar. It's so funny. I'll be really honest and frank with you. It's like, not my mind, but it's almost like me telling you what I do versus what was actually channeled. What was channeled is divine love. Is divine love. I really feel like you need to receive that love right now. So, I mean, it was just like you just suddenly became this like a cup and saucer or whatever. You became the cup, and it's just like receiving divine love. That just really helps you immensely right now.
Okay,
let me see if there's anything
Thanks
else.
So much.
You're welcome so much. And say your name one more time.
Catherine.
You're going places. You're going places. Oh my gosh. The blessings that are heading your way are so, I've got energy coming through my whole body. They're so delicious. They're so fantastic. You are so worthy of them. You are so worthy of them. There's a little worthiness issue going on. It's about realizing that you deserve it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. That's why you want the divine love. I totally get why they said that now. All right. So nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. All right. And Kim. Kim. Kimmy, Kimmy.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
How are you?
I am good.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I guess I'll have a message, and then I can, if I have a question, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So, having a good day.
Oh, I'm so glad. Deserve it. And say your first name.
Kim.
Out with the old. Out with the old. Out with the bugaboos. you're in charge. You're in charge. You're about to go through like one heck of a new cycle is what it feels like. And you've got the strength. What I love about your energy is you're just sailing now. I mean, you found your strength is what it is. And I literally see you like at like on a boat, and you're at the helm, and it's like you're steering, which is fantastic. So the message is, and say your name again, please.
Kim.
One moment. And say it one more time, please.
Kim.
Thank you. I honestly don't have anything earth startling to tell you tonight. It's really about following that guidance. And the beautiful part about it is you're receiving it. So what you're learning to do is stay with that steering wheel. And maintain that. And so there's a trust factor with that. It's like trusting. It's like, oh, if I really do this, you know, is like everyone going to agree? Is everyone going to? And so they're not surrendering to your will. You want to understand that. The work that you're doing, they want me to explain this to you. The work that you're doing, what you're claiming, you're really claiming for everyone. Because as, and I got energy coming through my whole body when I say this. So as you're following higher truth, higher truth is for the best and highest good of all, regardless of the shrieks, regardless of the flesh demanding otherwise. Because there's really only one higher self. You know, we're still believing we're individuated, so it's like, well, this is what my higher self says to do. There's really one Christ mind. There's only one, and we're all it. So when you follow that higher guidance, what you're really doing, even though the flesh may rebel, is you're teaching others how to do the same. You're reminding others of their own abilities, their own worth. And so as you will like self-promote, as you will really acknowledge and stabilize is what it feels like to me. So you're gonna be going through this like stabilizing period. And so you're throwing the monkey off your back. And the monkey is really, as you come to recognize, you're gonna have some beautiful spiritual realizations. You really start recognizing that you're doing this out of love for everybody. You're doing it. It's just like Sherry's message in the beginning. When you think you're trying to solve your own little personal problem, she's really doing this for everybody. So are you. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
And did you have a question?
Well, not a question. I just wanted to share with you today. I went to, my husband and I drove down to Plantation, which is kind of far. What is that beeping? It's weird. Do you hear it?
Oh, it's because I'm on my cell phone. Okay. I'm still with that echo problem. And I guess someone just sent me a message or something. Yeah.
Okay. So I drive really far to this foot doctor that I like. I see him a couple times a year. He gives me a shot in the foot that's not in, that was not the broken ankle foot, okay? Just so I was like, my husband's like, can't you just cancel that? We have so many things to do. And I'm like, no, something, even though the toe wasn't hurting that bad, like, because I just had a shot, like, in April, I wanted to get, like, a topping off because when we go to Israel, I want to have that foot working good because I need that foot because the other one. So I go there, and I didn't even realize he's a foot and ankle surgeon. He's not just a podiatrist, okay? That's why I go to him. I like this guy because he knows how to put the needle in, and you don't feel it. He's like very gifted, and he's the sweetest guy you've ever met, okay? He's cute, too, okay? All right?
Doesn't
he's
like hurt.
Sick, he's hot, okay? So anyway, listen. So I bring my husband, and I said, this cast is really bugging me. I can't stand it. It's really, like, becoming abusive. And he said, and so my husband has to leave the room because he gets a call because the office that he sold, they're, like, having a lot of problems. He leaves the room. He doesn't get to meet the doctor. I'm sitting with the doctor. He goes, what's going on? What are you doing with the cast? He goes, what is this on your leg? I haven't done a cast like that in like 20 years or whatever. He goes, I would never put you in that. And so, but he didn't mean it. It was good thing, okay? I told him what happened. He goes, you don't need that. That is going to cause atrophy of your leg. It's going to be harder. And the other doctor was going on vacation and wanted me to wait even longer to get it off. And I had a big thing where I had to ask my daughter to take off work because my husband will be away when that other doctor wants to take the cast off later than I ever wanted, okay? And it's already cutting me, okay? So he says to my husband comes back in, he meets my husband, he knows my husband's a dentist because I've told him stories, what was going on. And he says, would you like me to take that cast off today? And I will put you in something that will make your life so much better. He had this nice kid, come in, guy, intern, come in, resident, whatever. Sort the thing off. He said, yes, let's do it. And he put me in this nice air cast boot that I could take off. He says, you could shower on your own. He goes, you should not have had to have your husband, wait for your husband to take a shower. He goes, you shouldn't have had to go through any of that from the beginning. I said, well, maybe I was meant to go through it so my husband wasn't there. I said, so he could learn everything that I do around the house. I have to do all my chores for 3 weeks. So the cast is off. I could go in the pool. I could shower from it. Oh my God. I feel my leg.
Yeah.
Was actually, he said, 3 weeks in the cast, and then you're going to need 3 weeks to get your leg working again, because he said that cast is doing nothing for you at this point.
Wow.
So I switched doctors.
Wow. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
You don't see that guy anymore. He goes, you can come see me right before your trip. Maybe I'll put you in a splint and you'll be okay.
Wow.
So my husband kept saying to me, wow, that's the nicest guy. I said, I've been wanting you to meet him. That's how I got my husband to meet this guy. I've been wanting to meet this doctor in plantation that I thought my husband would never meet. So yeah. Why does he need to go through it for a little cortisone injection, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like that was so divinely orchestrated that it wasn't the three of us in the room.
Yeah.
There was like a million light beings in that room saying, this girl deserves, I'm walking around.
Light.
I'm seated in the past.
Light.
And I felt like I was given like a helping hand there.
Wow. I'm so happy for you.
So I feel so free right now.
I'm
even
so happy for you.
Even though I'm still with the weirdest thing, it's like a whole new life. So when you said, oh, you're moving, it's a whole new life.
Wow.
I feel like this is very symbolic of where I'm at spiritually.
Yeah.
How I manifested getting a cast off. That other doctor said never earlier than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Minimum 4 weeks. And here I am, 3 weeks gone.
Wow.
So,
yay!
Anyway,
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did. Yeah, that's a fantastic story.
I'm going to listen to your opening again because I had a wonky computer again. I think it's my internet in this house.
Okay. All right, I'll get it up shortly for you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Hi, Miss Allison. How can we help you?
Kim, I'm so happy to hear the ending to that story.
I know.
That's awesome. Thank you. To be honest, I've been having a rough week,
mm-hmm.
and I had a meeting with five other therapists that lasted all day Sunday and Monday, mm-hmm. and I came home and drank 5 glasses of wine Monday night, which is unheard of for me. I've been angry this week. I've been wanting to withdraw from people. I've been feeling lonely and sorry for myself. So the channeled message was perfect, but maybe just some help refocusing. I've been very judgmental of myself and others.
Well, I see your higher self coming through, so there is hope. Yeah. What I felt like when you were talking immediately, even before I knew about the why, is this is all about loving the self and taking care of the self rather than I've got to sacrifice in the name of love. So this is all about self-approval, self-acquittal, self-value. And I pulled an oracle card, and of course I get the card of sacrifice. Because you still believe that you have to sacrifice. Love means that you have to sacrifice. And honestly, you've had it. You really have. Which is why every time you do that, every time you try to play that game, every try you belittle your own advancement, your own needs, your own self, everything, it's going to start boomeranging back in your face. It's going to come back stronger and stronger and stronger because it's time for you to get that lesson. So interesting. It almost seems to be like the theme tonight. So let me see what we can tell you to help move you in the right direction. And say your first name, please.
Allison.
Well, movement choices and decisions, because you have choices and decisions to make. I literally see you like almost like the polar bears, unfortunately, like just on this island in the middle of nowhere without any resources, totally isolated. All right, my friend. My very strong feeling is you're avoiding growing, and it's the lesson due, and things are just going to get tighter and tighter, and you're just going to be squeezed more and more, and it's just going to come at you faster and faster, not to penalize you, not to frustrate you, but to trapped in fear. That's just where you are. To wake you up to your divine inheritance, you're ready. So this is about you, and I literally see, okay, so there are two different cliffs or mountain ranges or whatever, and in between is like this little pathway. And so Spirit's waiting for you. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Spirit's waiting for you to have the courage to walk across to the new land. So this doesn't mean, in case you're wondering, this doesn't mean, does that mean I leave everyone? Like, what does that mean? What that means is you leave your own beliefs. You leave your own customary position. You come to value yourself in ways that will astonish you. When you wake up to this new paradigm, it will astonish you, not what you were putting up with, but how you were almost like bending yourself into a pretzel to kind of try to meet everyone else's needs. I don't know how else to explain it. But when you get to the other side, it's like, how can I possibly manifest what I want to manifest, holding this low value, holding this low residency in terms of almost like a pecking order or something. So when you, they're saying to say that to you because you'll get that. So when you think about what it is you want to achieve, where it is that you want to go, you're going to manifest that through your vibration. So then take a look at the vibration that you typically hold. In terms of, you'll get this, but I'm going to throw out some ideas. Your needs, and realizing if you think about your pinnacle of achievement, where you're going, you need to be at that vibration. And so, oh my gosh, I just had, okay, so let me explain this. Let me back up. You're going to say, what does it mean? And I'm going to say, I don't know. So I get flashes of light because there are your guides, and sometimes I get blue flashes, and I'm going to look this up and figure out what this means, my friend. I get blue flashes, and I always feel like the blue are like higher status. I always just kind of give them more importance. You've got colors I've never seen before, like ever. I've been doing this 4 years, never seen. So we will figure out what that means. But what I do feel like is Spirit is alerting you to the readiness to begin that walk. So remember, I've got like two mountain ranges and this little pathway in between. And it's like, this is your freedom march. It doesn't mean you physically need to change anything. It has to do with your value of yourself, your appreciation to respect yourself enough to leave that old paradigm, that old format. So you may want to take a look at belief systems, you know, family belief systems, you know, where do you believe that you need a sacrifice? But it's a really big game on sacrificing for the betterment of the whole, but that's not your calling. Your calling is really to stand out like a proud peacock. It's not to, I don't want to say not to be mother hen, because I know you're a mom, but it's through you receiving that divine inheritance that you're leading your children to, like, the better life, the better way, the you're showing them the way. You're showing, like, Jesus, really. When I tune into you, it's like you're doing what Jesus did. You're leading people home. So when you look at the vibration you're holding, you see the contrast versus the vibration you maintain and what your spiritual purpose really is here. And so they're saying, this is your day of reckoning. This is your day of reckoning to notice that, oh my gosh. So in the tarot set, there's a card that's a tower. That's the card they're showing me. And the and you can look it up, you can read about it, but the tower is like your life's been, or you, because you are your life, has been leaning on these like false beliefs and these false values, and it's all going to start crashing down. Not that you're not going to be provided for. I mean, trust me, you have so much protection because you're ready to make the shift.
I do feel like I'm getting squeezed more and more, and it's coming back around faster and faster. And I sometimes, on my really bad days, feel like I wish there was some way to escape this pressure. But I know that it's internal. It's an internal battle.
And say your name again, please.
Allison.
They're showing me like Allison. When you said Allison, I just heard Alice, and I'm seeing like Alice is like down the rabbit hole and is lost.
Yeah. You know, I've been feeling, strangely, I've been feeling pulled to recontact my family, people I'm estranged from, and taking my children to see them this summer. And it's just bizarre that I'm feeling that, because they're quite dangerous people for me. And so that's been confusing me as well. I'm wondering if maybe there's going to be a death coming or...
I feel like the impulse to do that is because you want to go back to your roots, because you're ready to find yourself. You just want to connect with yourself. So that's, I don't feel like, there may be a death, I don't know. But I feel like the reason you want to do that, there you go. This is the card. Strengthening bonds. You're strengthening bonds with your homeland. You're strengthening bonds with your true self. You realize how far away from your true self you've gone. And you're saying no more. You're saying no more. So you can start that process by listening to songs from when you were a teenager or something, if that's a safer approach to returning to self. I mean, it really does, interestingly enough, it's like going to therapy sometimes. It just takes you back to your real self. But you may or may not choose to go there. But that's what it is, because you know that it's time. And you're avoiding it. You're avoiding it because...
I am.
Yeah. And it'll just keep... You know the drill. I know what you do for a living. It's just going to get more and more painful until you decide to do it.
No, I do it. Well, I was thinking about going home for my high school reunion. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to do that, then I should take my whole family to see my estranged mother and sister, who are extremely mentally ill. So I'm surprised that I would want to take my children to see these mentally ill people. Maybe I'm just wanting to go to the high school reunion to reconnect with my true self that way.
I don't know the answer, to be honest. I'll have to pray on that. What I do know is you've decided it's time to go back to yourself, because you're paying too high a price. It's not worth the price anymore. And the light's going off. Your guides are so happy. Oh my gosh. They are so happy. You have protection, by the way. I don't care how crazy your linear life gets. You have protection. So when you have the courage to follow your true self, to that own self be true, resources will come out of the woodwork to help you.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much.
Intuition, follow your intuition. I cannot even begin to tell you. I mean, it's like your guides are swinging from the chandeliers. They're so happy.
That sounds great.
All right. I'm going to...
Thank you.
Let me just say a quick prayer just for support. They're showing me spiritual strength. I was going to say a prayer to the masters just to help give you extra support. And they are flashing me the Oracle card of spiritual strength. And they're kind of looking at me like, she may think she needs support, but she's going to find out she doesn't. It's just honoring who she really is. But they're showing me that spiritual strength. You're coming into your strength. And you're going to find that it's there readily available for you. But they're assuring me that they will also provide provision. They will still answer my request. So...
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're so welcome. Let me just see if there's anything else before we close in that regard. And say your name one more time, please.
Allison.
Okay, so keep in mind, remember that there really isn't an external reality. It's all a dream of consciousness. So it's sort of like when Jesus, I did not grow up with the Bible, so I give very watered down versions of what the Bible says. But when Jesus goes into, he's tempted, for 40 days and 40 nights, whatever it is, but there's temptation. You want to remember when things come from without that are troublesome, so like the devil giving you a hard time, that these are really just false teachings that you're releasing. So it kind of comes up to meet you, so you can say goodbye to it. It comes up to meet you. I say that because I feel like, and say your name again, please.
Allison.
They're saying it's like part of your journey, it's part of your teaching that it's like part of the mastery is to shake hands with the devil. So in other words, when things come up, it doesn't mean that you're not on the right path. It doesn't mean that you're not succeeding. What it is like you're revealing your own consciousness to yourself to say, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. Does that make sense?
A little bit. I think I shook hands with the devil when I was raised by my mother and my sister. So that shaking hands with the devil is going back home.
Well, the reason that you did that, by the way, is because you're breaking through consciousness in this lifetime. That's the reason that you were raised by your mother, is so that you can teach others how to navigate. And so, it's so amazing, Allison, and I mean this so sincerely. Every time I tune into you, I just keep wanting to compare you to Jesus. I really do. I really, really do.
I feel like that sometimes. I feel like that when I walk through the streets of Philadelphia, I feel like when I look at people, I can heal them. It's really, I don't say that to anybody, but that's how I feel sometimes.
So that's what you're doing. You're healing yourself, and with that, my friend, triumph, wisdom. So there you are, the master.
Okay.
There you are, the master.
I get it. I'm protected.
Yes, ma'am.
That clicks. Thank you.
So much love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think that's it tonight. This cell phone, I'm afraid I'm losing something while I get everyone back. Okay,
so I'm like everybody.
Okay, good. Thank you for confirming. One moment, please. Indeed, that's a wrap, yes? Now, we say this with trust because we extended good favor, good pleasure, yes? As you will continue to recommend kindness to self, as you will offer yourself to your highest voice, highest occurrence, you will realize that this activation that has been offered, it has an ongoing process, an ongoing element. In other words, as you continue to stay clear of fear, you will recognize the divine appointment at last. You are realizing your true nature, your true selves, and it is good, good indeed, and so it is. And that's just a quick reminder that as we continue to open up to the light, it's like we'll receive a refresher. It's like they're right here serving us, guiding us, helping us. So thank you, everyone.